Tesis on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. So on Mu'ud L'Keren Yemei. So Tesis doesn't know whether the Gemara means that Mu'ud from one Keren doesn't make you Mu'ud for another Keren, and whether you go from your mint to smaller than mint, the same thing, or whether Gemara means that Dafke Mu'ud L'Keren Yemei is not for small, because he usually uses his yamin. But if he does the small, he definitely is more of the kind of yamin.
Is that a fact that they use one that
day? Well, I'd like to find, what am I walking away from the tasis with?
Right.
So I think the pshat is like this, that I would put the question in categorical terms. In other words, is yamin and smol two qualitatively differentiated elements, megichas, or are they quantitatively differentiated? In other words, one is more subject to megicha, one is less. Tosfos says that if it's qualitative, so you can't go jump from one to the other. But if it's quantitative, you have a right to draw a kal vachomer. And you don't say it just happens to be some type of a
quirk,
right, that's the word. So you don't say it's some type of a quirk that he uses left. I was basically saying that you could become a mu'ud from a kal vachomer, that if they're quantitatively differentiated, so then if I know the weaker one, I'll transfer it to the stronger. I won't say it's just a quirk. But Tesis doesn't know which way it is. But meantime, Tesis lets us see this as well. Okay? That's what I wanted to do. I just wanted to walk away from the Tesis with the halacha.
That what they give me more through halacha?
That's right. That when you analyze a shor, there are two forms of analysis, qualitative and quantitative. And when you analyze it quantitatively, you don't say it's a quirk, but you draw a kal vachomer. That's all I have to say in analysis. Okay?
No. So if you give in the Gemara, is that right?
Of course, you see here for sure that even if you say it's quality, we don't go from one to the other. Because we know that it can have a specific tendency. So if you see one tendency expressed, you can't assume that. You definitely can't assume. You can't assume it expressed one tendency, but it'll do the left too. It doesn't care. We limit it to the nature of its performance. If there is a categorical concept here.
Right.
That's an interesting thing. Because you could have said, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right, there's infinitely many things like that you can make up.
Sure. Right.
And the 30-degree angle, or you know,
right,
whatever. You
could
call it lots of things. You have to show that this is really a qualitative difference.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you apply those categories. Okay. Let me just put that down and make clear. In other words, we always limit it to what we see. If there's a logical distinction to be made in terms of the zoological understanding of the shvar. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be today we'd make different, draw different conclusions, because we're more advanced in zoology, but the method of analysis would be the same. Okay? We limit it if there's a logical reason to limit it. Okay, we see that oxen gore people, don't gore oxen. There is such a phenomenon, so then we limit it to that. Okay? So what is Rashi? But what is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that what? That he certainly did not come to tell me that Allah. Because that's halacha mafureshes. We know that already.
Right.
So what did he come to tell us? To be saying that you can have one ox and two levels of shmirah. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. You could have one ox and two different levels of shmira in the same ox. That's the chiddush. That the same ox can have two levels of shmira applying to it, even though it's one behemoth. Okay, so now the Gemara goes to analyze it. Go ahead.
But isn't that the case in any, even with the tongue, when you do shmir m'ula? So included in shmir m'ula is shmir b'chusa.
No. That's all you know. You only have one shmira, shmir m'ula for the tongue. Here you have one ox, but two shmiras, shmir b'chusa, shmir m'ula. One affects the ox in terms of one. In terms of one of its statuses, and one is for the other status. Okay?
What?
In one behema, you have two chalosei chi of shmira. Okay? That's what he's telling. Okay. Now what does Gemara say? Go ahead.
Okay. So,
so it comes out that Rav's halacha is that the only way that you can have two chalose shmira and one ox is if he's a mu'ud for carrying a man and a tam for carrying a small. But any other, if he's only a mu'ud for carrying a man, he can't have two chalose shmira. So in his technical formulation, he lets you hear that what? That it doesn't hold like a Rav Barava. Right?
Right.
But why he chose this manner of expressing his opinion, I mean, I don't know if I can explain.
But he's saying that's... That.
In other words, what he's saying is like this, that Shmira really relates to a behemoth. So since that, somebody mentioned that before, so since that's the case, so it shouldn't make any sense if the behemoth is one that you should have two shmiras.
Right.
Kamashma along that what? That the shmiras multiply not by the behemos, but by the chalosim in the behemos. The chalos tam, the chalos mua. Okay, so that's what he's telling you. That the shmiras are commensurate with the chalos shemos in the behemoth.
Not the physical animal.
Not the physical animal. That's what he's telling you.
Yeah, it's a chiddush.
That's a chiddush.
It sure is. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you also know that he does not hold like Rav Avada Bar Ava. Because if he held like Rav Avada Bar Ava and he wanted to tell you that idea, so he wouldn't have to say yamin and small. He would just say a mu'ud.
Right. It's already implicit in what he's saying.
Right. He would just say a mu'ud, and therefore he would say that it requires two chalos shemos of shmira. Correct? In other words, he would say, since it has two chalos shemos there, so the shmiras multiply according to the chalos shemos. He wouldn't have to go to another case of small. But since he does smol, what he's saying is that he's saying two things. He's saying this is the only way that you can have two chalos din shmiros because you have two chalos shemos in the shor. But if it's only a mu'ud, there is no two chalos shemos. So therefore, there's only one shmira. That's what he's saying. Okay? A little complicated.
What if it's more Adam and not more Behemoth?
Yeah, Ellie's right. It's implicit in Rav Avada Bar Ava's halacha. What does Satan's from Kol Hametz mean? If not that there's two chalos shemos, you're going to have to pay for the Satan's. Because if it's one shmira for one behemoth, so then you wouldn't have to pay for the tam. Okay, good.
What would be the law without Rav? What would we think for Rabbi Yehuda?
Without Rav?
Yeah, what would we think for Rabbi Yehuda?
Well, Rav does. In other words, the fellow's raising the question, what would he do if it was, he can only have one shmira per behemoth? So what I was saying is right. That then I'd say it's the higher shmira. That this behemoth demands a higher shmira. So therefore, even from Muad, he'd have to, even from Muad, he'd have to give a shmira mola.
Even for Muad, okay.